The Consumer Price Index, we're talking inflation, actually fell last month. Good news, right? But Wall Street said, meh. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 14th day of September. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. In other news, the question is, college, is it worth the cost? South Korea to find Google, we'll share what's up with that. Some folks are not happy with the tax incentives for electric vehicles. The carrot or the stick? Which works better when it comes to getting vaccines? We've got the Wall Street Report, and in many places, dread is giving way to fear when it comes to the commute. Those stories, plus you'll meet Nika Clark from the video production division of Tarot International, who just opened their studio for business, perhaps your business. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers. At ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. Keep up with us all day, all night long at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the numbers from August showed that inflation rose the slowest that it had in the past 7 months. MarketWatch is reporting the Consumer Price Index climbed by 0.3% last month, compared to a rise of 0.5% in July. Economists polled by the Wall Street Journal estimated the cost of living, as measured by the CPI, would rise by 0.4% in August. Good news, right? Well, maybe. Two things happened. The dollar weakened and gold prices rose. Meanwhile, Wall Street fell, with the Dow losing over 290 points today after it recovered from a five-day skid. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. You know, not long ago, a piece came across the desk indicating that many young people were giving up on college. Why? Considering the cost of higher education and the time it takes to pay off student loans and the wages that folks are getting, maybe it all just isn't worth it. Go Banking Rates is reporting that right now there are nearly 43 million Americans owing roughly $1.6 trillion in student loans. The average borrower owes about $30,000. Many Americans need decades to pay those loans off, all the while juggling all of the other expenses that life brings their way. These startling statistics beg the question, is college really worth it? Well, to find out, Resume Lab surveyed over 500 student loan borrowers from across the country about their perceptions of their degree's value. Here's what they found. One would think a college degree might help you land a higher-paying job. The Resume Lab survey found that 51% of student loan borrowers decided to go to college for the higher earning potential. But is this the reality or just an expectation? The past would tell us that having a college degree was worth the investment, as an average lifetime income for college graduates is over $1 million higher than those who only completed high school. Yet, that depends on the career path. And having that degree doesn't always mean the job that you get is the job that you were trained for. The survey found that half of the student loan borrowers ended up in jobs that don't even require a college degree. So, is a degree worth it for those borrowers? Since whether or not a college degree is worth it really depends on an individual's post-college life, the survey asked the borrowers themselves if they perceived that their degree was worth it. Interestingly, the percentage of borrowers who felt that it was worth it decreased with their time spent in the workforce. 45% of respondents with less than 5 years of work experience said that their degree was worth it. That dropped to 33% for those with 6 to 10 years of work experience and to 25% for those with 11 or more years in the working world. Then there are trade schools. A surprising number of people who attend a school to learn a trade, from plumbing to electrical to HVAC, can make as much or more than those who attended a four-year school, and their mobility is also enhanced. So the question is a college degree worth it? And the answer is, it depends. More unrest when it comes to playing fair. The Examiner is reporting that South Korea's Fair Trade Commission announced its intention to file a lawsuit against Google for allegedly preventing smartphone creators such as Samsung and LG from using other operating systems. Now, if it wins, Google could be fined $177 million. Google has said it plans to challenge the fine, accusing South Korean authorities of ignoring the benefits of the contracts on the consumers and partners. South Korea is known for scrutinizing how foreign technology companies behave in the market. Because both Google's and Apple's products dominate the field of technology, they've been South Korea's primary focus. Authorities have promised to prevent both companies from abusing their positions within the country's marketplace. For example, Google requires device manufacturers to sign anti-fragmentation agreements that prohibit the companies from installing modified versions of Google's operating system in smartphones. That, says the South Korea Fair Trade Commission, is wrong, and they will move to ban Google from requiring the manufacturers to sign that agreement. If South Korea successfully fines Google, it would be the ninth largest fine the FTC has imposed. However, it is possible Google could be forced to pay more, and a finalized number could be announced as early as October. Non-union automakers are slamming the proposed $12,500 tax incentive and calling it unfair. CNBC is reporting that Tesla, Toyota, Honda, and other non-union automakers are objecting and saying the proposed rules have been written by the United Auto Workers. The incentives include a current $7,500 tax credit to purchase a plug-in vehicle, as well as $500 if the vehicle's battery is made in the United States. The bill also removes a 200,000 vehicle phase-out of the credit, allowing GM and Tesla customers to once again be eligible for the incentive. But buyers of EVs produced by unionized workers in the U.S. would also be eligible for an additional $4,500 in tax credits, bringing the total of incentives to $12,500. While Tesla, Honda, Toyota, and others cry foul, GM, Ford, and Stellantis support the EV incentive package. In a statement, Ford said, quote, "This legislation will help more Americans get into EVs, while at the same time supporting American manufacturing and union jobs," end quote. President Joe Biden, who is pro-union, has continually supported incentives to expand U.S. production of electric vehicles and recognized the fact that unions were responsible for creating the middle class. Over the past several months, there have been many carrots thrown out in an attempt to get more jabs into the arms of Americans. Everything from free donuts to being included in a lottery with a chance to win thousands of dollars. And while that worked for a time, many Americans simply said, hey, no vaccine for me. Well, so much for the carrot approach. Now, 2 weeks into Delta Airlines assessing their unvaccinated employees $200 a month, the company says they're seeing results. MarketWatch is reporting that in that brief span of time, the company's vaccination rate climbed to 78% from 74%. Nearly 20% of the remaining 20,000 workers without shots have now started getting the vaccination process going, and the company is crowing about that success. In addition, the company says they have seen zero turnover from the new tactic. Delta's surcharge policy starts in November, and as of this week, unvaccinated workers will have to undergo weekly testing. An unvaccinated worker's COVID-19-related hospitalization has cost Delta Airlines about $50,000 on average. So yeah, there is a solid reason to get workers vaccinated. Meanwhile, cities like New York City and San Francisco now require proof of vaccination for things like indoor dining and drinking. Finally, get this, Howard Stern, the popular shock jock on Sirius XM, ripped into people who have still not received their COVID-19 shots. He said, quote, F their freedom. I want my freedom to live as well, end quote. Stocks continued their pullback even in light of better-than-expected inflation numbers. The S&P 500 declined by 25 points to 4443, while the Dow fell by 292 points to close the day at 34,577. The Nasdaq was off by 67 points to end the trade at 15,037. The major averages rose after the opening bell and consumer price index reading of 0.3% was announced. But then, as the day wore on, Wall Street lost steam. It is all about the rising cases of the Delta variant and what that might mean for the overall economy moving forward. And finally, there is this. As more businesses are starting to demand that workers come back to the office, the dread of the long commute is giving way to fear and rejection of public transportation. Wall Street Journal is writing that many big city workers are reluctant to take mass transit because they could come into close contact with unmasked or unvaccinated people. A growing number of workers are instead opting to drive or bike to work, even though daily parking costs would be higher than weekly train or bus passes. Or there is yet another answer. Move. Move to a community where you can get from home to office in less than 20 minutes and have the luxury of a far lower cost of living. Or you could also brush up that resume and find a gig where you can work remotely. They are both out there. All right, stay with us, because coming up next, we're going to be talking video production, and a new offering from our friends at Tarot International. You'll be meeting Nika Clark, a seasoned video producer from Chicago Television that made the trip to Des Moines, Iowa, and is now in charge of producing high-quality videos for Tarot and now your business or organization. Join us as we unwrap this new offering and what it might do for you.